Social expectation drowns us all inside. What you have should be what I want, 'cause what I have just ain't alright. The clothes I wear, the way I comb my hair, how I live, oh, I don't care.
Alhamdulillah, أضعف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضاه. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم أغننا بالعلم وزيننا بالحلم واكرمنا بالتقوى وجملنا بالعافية. اللهم آتي أنفسنا تقواها وزكها، أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم. ربنا زدنا علما. أما بعد، correcting the base instinctive character. Matter is instinctive. It's inside of us. Matter is instinctive. But action and amal is voluntary. Now Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi speaks in very high language. That's why we need a commentary. And may Allah bless Mufti Taqi who gives us the commentary. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi said, if you wonder that while no one's instinct can be altered, how can anyone's evil instinctive characteristics be corrected then? How can they be corrected then? Know that though matter is natural, yet action is voluntary. Thus, matter doesn't vanish, but it is within one's powers to conduct himself on its proposals or to reject them. And when he speaks about matters being instinctive here, he means the umur, the affairs of the base qualities within man, which is known as akhlaqi radila. So that doesn't vanish, and they are instinctive. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Instinctive. But it is within one's powers to conduct himself on its proposals or to reject them. Man is responsible for that. If you resist it again and again, then that matter becomes weak and fasi isa. The Maulana says that one does get a doubt about the evil characteristics in man, that they are molded into him. So they are supposed to be instinctive. And so true it is. Take for example, let me go by them piece by piece. Anger, getting angry. Anger is instinctive. For instance, we can see an observation that a man is short-tempered, just like that, gets vexed. This is a natural quality in him. There are many people who are naturally mild and soft-tempered. Some people are like them. But other people, like those who are short-tempered, they are angry by nature. Instinctive characteristics are those that never vanish. They are not within man's powers. Then how can he get rid of them and they vanish? The Maulana has made it clear here that man is not responsible to rid himself of these attributes. That's not the job here. Rather, he is responsible to reject the unjust demands of these characteristics. Reject that. Those demands are not good. And he must not use his limbs to respond to the demands. This is within man's powers. Thus, if a man is short-tempered, then it is not in his powers to get rid of that anger completely. But what's in his power then? But it is in his powers not to do anything against the Sharia when he gets angry, by his hands or by tongue. And he is responsible for that. Response to demands of anger. This is why the rising of anger within oneself, you could feel yourself becoming angry. Rising of anger within oneself is not a sin. That rising of the anger is not a sin. And to act on its demand is also not always a sin. To act on it is also not always a sin. But to act on it when the anger is out of place, that's the sin. For instance, somebody attacks you, or they attack your property, wife, children, they attack. Then you must defend yourself. And the anger that rises and arises in you must be displayed now. And its demand has to be acted upon. For it is not correct to show humility at this juncture. No. There's not a place for humility here. Rather, you must act on the demands of anger within the limits. However, it is different. Isn't it so, Ahmad? However, it is different when one is not allowed or it is not reasonable to act on the demands of anger. For instance, a mentor may instruct his disciple not to show anger even when he is within rights to display it. This is part of training to get him to rid himself of just anger, so he has to just hold back, even when he's supposed to let it out. So the disciple, the murid, must not display anger even when he has a right to do so, because he's under instructions and it is thus unreasonable to do so. Do not act on it. So to get angry is not a blameworthy characteristic. But to display it sometimes is blameworthy. For instance, you get angry and feel like slapping the other person. And you did that, patah, one slap. Though that is not right. Or you did more than that. You did more than you had a right to do. This is haram and an unlawful action on the demand of the anger, and it is a sin. The rising of anger and the resultant feeling, the anger rises, the feeling comes, I wish I hit him one slap, you know. So that rising of the anger and that resultant feeling within oneself, both so far are not questionable. So far, both of them not questionable. But the display of the anger, how do you display the anger? In what way? The slap or whatever it is, that is a sin. That is the sin. Beating a child in anger, and we have to be very careful as parents, don't ever beat children in anger. A ustad or a teacher has a right to beat his student. And if the child is small, it's not for punishment, you know. Discipline. Darabtuhu ta'diban, the Arabic statement. I hit him because of adab. Your young children at home who are innocent and who haven't reached the age of puberty, you can't beat them to punish them. That's haram. You beat a big man to punish him. And as our Sheikh Mul Yusuf Mutala says, if they are struck, it is for adab. Train them for discipline, not for punishment. A teacher has a right to beat his student to discipline him, but only in such a way that he does not find it painful, like blue black marks on his body and slap and cuff and kick and all. No. He should not hit him more than that. However, when the teacher was angry and beat the student black and blue, causing him pain, then this is haram. Haram. Sometimes we don't understand why it's haram, you know. We only think at wine haram, pork haram. This is haram. For a parent to do that is also haram. Haram for a parent to do that too. And it is, and then what you have to do now? And it is not easy to get forgiven, because often the student is a minor. And even if he forgives, that is not valid, because he's a minor, so you're in trouble. So it is a very dangerous sin motivated by anger. We have seen that growing angry, the rising of the anger was not a sin. Even the feelings that come with it is not a sin. But beating the student harshly, that was the sin. It is haram to act on the demand of anger. It is not in one's power to become angry or not to become angry, because that is natural. That's not in our power. You know, many, many years ago, when I was in college, on the other side, anger, hate was the other one, love. When I was in college, a girl once said, she told me, hear what? Let me tell you something, boy. She said, you see, love? She said, love is not like a radio where you could turn it on and off when you want. And that's so true. It's involuntary. If that was so, you would have never seen men having tabanka and going by all them jukebox and drinking away in the bottle all the sorrows, because they could turn off the love. But she said, love not like a radio that you could turn it on and off when you want. No. Some things are instinctive, within, natural, involuntary. It's just like that too is anger. It is not in one's power to become angry or not be angry, because that is natural. But to beat anyone or not to beat, is within one's power. This is the distinguishing point. Oh, people, understand this. The distinguishing point. If anyone acts on the demand of anger, then he has bowed down before his nafs. He has bowed down before his nafs. But if he does not respond to his anger, however much it is, then he has controlled his nafs. Think when angry. That's why even those who are given judgment, like qazis, rulings, should not give judgment when they are angry. Think when angry. Similarly, if one is provoked when angry, provoked in angry, and provoke into what? Into abusing the other person. You feel like swearing at him. You feel like abusing him. But he checks himself. When he's about to burst, holds back. He checks himself. By saying that, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how does he check himself? This is about thinking when you're angry. How does he check himself? He checks himself. He's about to burst, but he checks himself by saying that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam prohibited that. Then he will get a reward for that. The Rasul said, La taghzab wa laka al-jannah. Don't get angry. Control your anger, and Jannah is there for you. So you think about that. Besides that, what the Quran says, wal kadhimin al-ghayz, and those who drink down their anger, they take a gulp, they suppress their anger. Wal kadhimin al-ghayz wal afina 'anil nas, and those who excuse people. Sometimes you could swallow down your anger, but you have no excuse. But even then, the excuse comes in too. Quran says, wal kadhimin al-ghayz, those who drink down, suppress, gulp down, control their anger. Walafina aninnas, and those who forgive and excuse people, these are the qualities of the muhsinin. So think about the hadith, think about the ayat when we are angry. In short, man is not responsible for eliminating the base natural characters. That's why you don't have to kill your nafs, you know. You kill your nafs, you're dead. Because your nafs is that force which makes you do things. It makes you do things. And sometimes you could promise your nafs, hear what? Read your tahajjud and do all of this, and then you'll get a nice cup of cinnamon tea afterwards. You will drink a nice cup and enjoy it. Nafs could do it. Read all the tahajjud. That's what the Rasul said, give your heart comfort so often, otherwise you become dry. Dry, you get mad. Kushki, and you become depressed, Naseem, isn't it? Nothing in life. Nothing. That's why the Rasul is to take a walk with Hazrat Aisha. Walk with her, run with her, practice that with your wives. Walk, take a walk, take a run. Walk in the forest. See the birds, see the trees, sunset, do things. Play, play. Halla jariyatan fa halla jariyatan tulaibuha wa tulaibuka. In short, man is not responsible for eliminating the base natural characteristics, because that is not in his powers. But since he is able to check them, he is responsible not to use them unreasonable. And you know why? Alhamdulillah, things are becoming easier and clearer to us now. So that after Eid, inshallah, we wouldn't go back with the same jahil kind of behavior. You curse me, I curse you. You want to fight, I want to fight. Somebody blow a horn behind you, you want to jump out the car, you want to get on shipping too like him. I see normal way before Ramadan, but we're going to change, inshallah. Jealousy is natural. Similarly, jealousy too is a natural emotion. If anyone sees another person prosper and happy, he wishes that his prosperity and happiness must be taken away. That's the asal of jealousy. Wow, that man, so, but that should be taken away from him. This is being jealous. If these emotions arise in the heart, uninvited, you didn't give them no dawat, they come in uninvited, then that is not a sin, not a sin. But if he acts in conformity with these emotions, then that is a sin and haram. Like when he prays to Allah that the prosperity of the other man should be reversed, he making dua for that. Or he complains to that man's senior that he is not a worthy person and carrying news on him so that his boss should dismiss him. This is haram and a sin. The emotion in the heart against another person is jealousy, and it is not punishable as long as one does not act on its demands against that person. Because sometimes jealousy good, you know. It's good to be jealous about your wife. Display jealousy towards your wife and your children. You don't want nobody, you know, this taking this meaning of it that you guard her jealously. Even Allah guards his servants very jealously. Rasul alayhi salam would guard his wives jealously, and you also, but you only put it in the wrong place. Something else. Now another point that we should understand is that the thoughts come in uninvited, but sometimes they could stay there. Allowing these emotions to stay long, it is very dangerous if these emotions are allowed to linger in the heart for long. Too dangerous now. There will be a time in that case when a man will succumb to them and put them in action. That then is unlawful, and very probably he would not realize that his jealousy is at play. Hence he must resist it and act contrary to his base emotions. He can do that. How could you counteract jealousy and these things? By praying to Allah to give that man more prosperity. You're jealous of his prosperity, make dua that, oh Allah, bless him some more. This will be very hard on his heart, but it is necessary. And ultimately, his rank will be elevated and he will rise in the spiritual sense too. And act against desires. Besides, as he acts against his emotions, they dwindle and they become weak. That's a general rule. They dwindle and become weak. Then there will not be fear of his acting upon them and succumbing to them. Hence, the objective is not to eliminate the base characters, but it is to use them at the right place and to curb them. However, sometimes this is described as eliminating the emotion itself, as when we say that jealousy is done away with. Okay, jealousy is done away with. when actually we mean we only do not act on it. That's the meaning of we really not acting on it. That's the meaning of it. So as we can see, and if you notice how the trend of the talks are, things come back so that we could, it come back and it come back because it's a dearth. Blameworthy characters are therefore now essential. Let's say Maklaki Radhila and blameworthy characters, they are essential. Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Alayh, that great Wali of Allah, that great Muhaddis of Allah, that Sheikh of Hind, Shah Waliullah, remember that name, very big name, has stated in Al-Hujjatul Baligha that he says every mean, M-E-A-N, every mean, blameworthy characteristic, trait in man is essential for his survival. It is essential for his survival. For instance, if he has no anger, then he will not resist an attack on him and will sit passively. So he will die. He will die. Therefore, anger is necessary to defend oneself. Sexual desires. Do you think it low, base, mean? It's necessary and wajib. Sexual desires too cannot be done away with, because without it, man will not survive. Ilyas, man will not survive. If man does not use his sexual urge at the right moment, how will there be human beings on earth? All these base, blameworthy characteristics are necessary for the survival of man on earth. There is mischief only when they are used wrongly. Whether it is anger or sexual urge, then they are evil. We do not have to eliminate them, but we have to soften them up and check them. We should not wonder how a short-tempered man would control his anger. I wonder how he could control his anger, but he too short-tempered. He will control it. He will control it because that is within his powers. Want something within your powers? You could do it. That is within his powers. Though getting angry is not in his power. We should use the method described in the Holy Quran and Hadith for checking anger. Remember the verse. Wal kazimin al ghayz, those who drink long, that gulp, check their anger, keep it under check. Wal afina anin nas, and excuse people. And the Rasul spoke about anger. La taghzab, don't get angry. Walakal jannah. One Sahabi came to the Rasul alayhi salam and told him, tell me an amal. If I should do it, I will get jannat. Aukamakal. Rasul alayhi salam simply told him, la taghzab, don't get angry. Walakal jannah. In other words, don't misuse your anger. Walakal jannah. So, listen to this medicine very carefully for checking anger. One is thinking about the Quran and the Hadith, and you think about that, and you restrain your anger. Listen to this also. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if you are standing, when you get angry, sit down, sit down. If you are sitting, then lie down, lie down. Anger is related to fire. Look at the hikmat. Hadith finish. But look at the commentary now. Anger is related to fire, whose peculiarity is that it seeks height and rises up. Allahu Akbar. That is why Shaitan really thought he was better than man. Because man out of mud, and mud has fallen to the earth. And fire does rise it high. Anger is related to fire, whose peculiarity, trait, sifat, quality is that it seeks height and it rises up. So because of this, look at hikmat of the elders. Because of this, thus, a man who is lying down, he sits up when angry. Notice it. A man is lying down, he get angry, he does sit up because it related to fire, and fire does want to rise. So a man who is lying down, he sits up when angry. And he gets up if he is sitting down because that anger have to rise, that fire have to rise. So the prophet gave us this remedy. You should do the opposite. If you are standing up, then sit down. And if you are sitting down, then lie down. That anger may cool off. It's from fire. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also suggested that one should drink cold water as a remedy for anger. Drink cold water as a remedy for anger. So we have it. Alhamdulillah. How to reduce anger? One way to cool down, another way to cool down is to imagine that you do not have enough ability over the other person, not as much as Allah has over you. You feel you have power. You feel you're the boss. This is what the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira taught Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was beating his slave, the Rasul saw him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on seeing him, he said, Allahu aqdaru alayka minka alayhi. Remember that jumla for life. Allahu aqdaru alayka minka alayhi. Allah has more power over you. Allah is aqdar. He has more kudrat over you than your kudrat and your power over that man. Allahu aqdaru alayka minka alayhi. Allah has more power over you than you have over him. Think about that. If Allah were to display as much anger on you as you display on this man, then what would become of you? Hence, my dear friends, when you get angry, that is not in your power. And the anger rises and it rises. Even the feelings rises, I could do so. That's not in your power, it's not blameworthy. But when you are about to release the steam and to give vent now and to act on the demands, when you are about to release the steam, ask yourself that question and the steam will cool down. Ask yourself that question. That if Allah, how many times we disobey Allah? How grateful are we to Allah? How ungrateful are we? If Allah were to display as much anger on me as I am displaying on this person, what would become of me? When you are about to release the steam, ask yourself that question. The steam will cool down. You will be saved from its mischief. Your anger will subside. May Allah cause us to follow these teachings. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu wa la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruk wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Social expectation drowns us all inside. What you have should be what I want. Cause what I have just ain't alright. The clothes I wear, the way I comb my hair, how I live, oh, I don't care. This is who I am, this is me. Nothing, everything, can't you see?